Previously, we've spoken to the principal of the Government Industrial School, Irvin Leacock. We're following up now with an interview with the grandmother of one of the former inmates at that institution for purposes of confidentiality and also to protect the family. We are not going to be mentioning the names, but your granddaughter, you tell me, she was an inmate there for, what, about 3 years, from 2014 to 2017, picked up when she was, of course, much younger. She was, what, about 14 years then?
Yeah, 14.
About 14 years old, picked up for wandering. Tell me about that experience.
That experience was not a good experience because I thought I was sending her somewhere to get more help, like stop her from walking with bad company. I wanted to pick up more wandering with bad company. But my experience was not good because she was sick, she had things, and she didn't get she sit down. I was told he would give her her paper when she's coming out. She would get her, that she pass it in a grade 2, and she would get back her papers. But up to the day, I won't get back any as yet. So that experience was not good at all. That she referred her studying there, and she would come out at least with CSC.
So she undertook classes there?
Yes, yeah, she undertook classes there. I paid for her exams from the school that she'd been to.
Go ahead.
She told me that she passed in the grade 2, and up to the day I will hear nothing more about the CSC results.
So she sat exam. As far as you know, you were told she'd passed, but she's not being able to get the certification. What else was he? What else did she say about the experience there? And what have you found that it benefited her?
No, I thought I was telling her so it to be better, but no.
Why? How? In what way do you think it did not benefit her? Why?
Because I thought she would get like more better school days. She would have to go to school. My important thing was school. Getting her study done. That was my more.
But I must ask you, because you know, you said she was taken there, held as an inmate for 3 years. I've spoke to the principal, and the points he made was, you know, these situations are very complex. They have a lot to do with sometimes it's bad family situations, and that these youngsters often aren't as much as running towards something or to someone, but are running away from very difficult family circumstances. So my question to you is, why was she wandering? Why was she running away from home? What was she running from, if anything?
The truth is, I don't think she was running away from home. I just didn't feel that she wanted me with company because I know I wanted to live here with her, but me and her.
How's she doing now?
She's yeah, doing bad now.
Is she working now?
No, please, yes.
But
she's
how's
not working.
But she's run away from home ever since. Any since then?
No, not since.
How's her behavior now?
Okay, it's good.
Can I speak to her?
Yeah. How old are you now?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
Great. Tell me, you were at the Government Industrial School for 3 years. What was that experience like for you?
Well, there we used to have good chores, and we didn't really used to, the people didn't really used to teach me. At first, we had no teachers learning, so.
What was the day like? Take me through a day. What would happen? Your day, what sort of programs were there to help you?
Well, sometimes people used to come in from different groups and come and talk to me, and sometimes they had that was their advantage. Some people from church and other facilities, and then some people used to come to tell me about jobs and tell me how to do interviews and stuff like that.
So you had church counselors that would come in. You also have people that would come in to help prepare you for the world of work.
Yeah.
And what else? Do you have classes?
Oh, I don't really say classes. But some staff used to do sewing. But sometimes children used to be in and out, so not really. They wasn't teaching like to a profession.
What other help would you wanted to have had while you were there?
More teachers, because only couple staff that But then teachers from that old point, but they don't believe that them is really teachers.
Well, what problems did you have at the time? Why were you running away from home? We often hear about young people, often young girls, run away from home. And help me understand, you know, you live with your mother, your sister, you're your mom. Help me understand what sort of issues you have, what's going through your mind. What are you seeking? Why do you run away from home?
I ain't got no issues at home. It's just worth it to be home.
To enjoy life a bit more, have a bit more freedom?
Yeah.
What advice would you want to give to other young people?
You should listen, because any day you might not know what might happen to you.
And if you had to do it over again, would you do it differently?
Yeah.
What would you do differently?
I won't get myself in the same situation.
How would you like to see things change at the government industrial school to help maybe other young people who might be in the same position that you were in?
There are more teachers and people that know what they're doing to teach the children and make sure that your children get a better education.
All right. Let me talk to your mom again. How old she is now?
She's 19, going 20 next month.
Okay, she was 14 when she went to Government Industrial School.
Yes.
Tell me, based on all the experience you've had, what advice would you give to other parents? First of all, let's deal with that.
Try their best not to send their children down there. Try to get counsel for them. At least go to Paradise or something and get a little counsel. Or to get their children here.
Being able to spot when your children have issues, and if you can't deal with it, get some help. Get some professional help early.
Yeah, I was sorry I didn't get help earlier.
What were the signs you spotted?
When the sign I found out, she was like lighting up company. She had come home from school and she was just want to be with a particular crowd. When I talked with her, she still going with the crowd. That's what it was.
What advice you would give to the authorities? What you think they need to put in place to help parents like you? And to help children like yours. Do you think that the government industrial school is helping?
I would say that. No, because sometimes my children come back and they're actually the same way. Because I had one of the inmates here at me too. We had no way to stay. And she was here at my home living. And she just get out and still go there with the other fellas. Right now she's have a young baby. I know she can't take care of herself. I know and that child. You know, put something in place that at least the children should get a job or some kind of help work for them to do.
So, in other words, you need programs.
They need something to do when they leave there, some kind of help. They'll just stand out on their own on the street and they know where they're going.
So, what you're saying is that they go there, regardless of whatever programs they have or don't have, they must leave at some point. When they come out, they're back to the same life.
So, your parents are not taking them back. So, your parents are taking them back. I think they should put something in place at least. I can't say a shelter. I can't say that they don't have no store here. All I said is find like a job. When they come out, place them in some kind of work to do that they can help themselves. Because they don't get no help from there when they live there. They don't get no kind of help from there. Because some person, one authority being here, sent me, they will send a bed, they will send this and that to help my grandchildren. I get nothing up to date. And she's where that is. You don't get no help when I leave there.
So you want two things you're seeing. A need to improve and strengthen the programs at the government industrial school, first of all, especially the educational program, correct?
Yeah.
And then when they leave, follow-up programs to help them get on the feet as adults now in the world out there.
Help me with a job. Everybody don't want to employ them. The children when they come over. Most of them going like prostitution. Some of them going out here.
So you say several of the girls who have left there have turned to prostitution because there's no other option?
No, got no other option. Because my parents don't really want them. At that age, it's a woman, no a man. What are they do? Find something for it to do so keep it real, employ all money coming in, at least a slight. With their help. But if they have no help, you know that what they're going to do. If they have got good parents to help, no, I ought to know I still support mine.
Right now, your granddaughter still needs a job.
Yeah, she needs something to do, but she don't have no qualification. She can't go and say, well, I have two, so yes, they have this and I have that.
But what she does have is a loving grandmother.
Of course. I love her. I see what happens.
I want to thank you for speaking to us, for speaking to me, and we hope, we know that there are people who are listening.
Yeah.
And we hope we get action on some of the issues that you have raised, some of the issues that need to be addressed. Thank you for talking.
I know, like, I'll help for her if you get a job. I think so. Thank you.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Yeah.